Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick, your host. In this week's episode of Just Saying, we are going to talk about flagging as a powerful way and a predictable way to get your attention and to manage your attention. I'm going to share with you three different ways to do this in a very deliberate way to keep people tuned in and not have them tune out. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've heard us before, super happy that you're back. Please spread the word on the podcast. Leave us a review. It's really important. Communication is super critical. And what we're trying to do here in our eighth season now is to teach you how to become a clear and concise communicator when others, quite honestly, struggle with this. And it's based on the book Brief, the book Noise, and the upcoming book Quiet Works. All three books that I've written are a trilogy to help you become an intentional communicator over the span of the last 10 years. And as we dive into this topic of flagging, I can't overestimate the importance of this small but very powerful and predictable technique. And when I learned this for the first time many years ago, I was working at a PR marketing agency, and there was a guy there. His name was Rob, and he was the media trainer. So he was the appointed person in the agency that did media training. And Rob was a great guy, and he was a former journalist, and he would go and teach clients how to engage the media. And he had a presentation that he put together that was pretty compelling. And one of his techniques was flagging. And I never heard of this term before, but I just thought flagging, like people on the side of the roads, like they have flags and stuff, and there's construction. It's sort of like that's highlighting and getting people to pay attention. But the way he explained it was by using numbers, the three things that we're going to do, or the four things, and he described it as the main thing, is they're all ways of flagging, is enumerating, putting numbers to how you're organizing information, would be a way that as soon as you did it with a journalist, they would start taking notes. And he's right. I remember many times being with clients on interviews where media and even analysts, and clients would do this deliberately. And immediately when they did it, people started writing down. Okay, the three things that you need to know are the four key elements of our business. And as soon as they did it, it had a magnetic effect on people starting to write things down. And what I want you to start to think about is how powerful this is, but how simple it is. And you'll hear this term, the power of threes. And if you want to go on Google and do some research, I encourage you to do so. But simply put, information is often organized, kind of like jokes. We mentioned in the last podcast and recent podcasts, like comedies, like clarity. There's a reason why jokes are organized like three guys walk into a bar, right? Imagine if it's seven guys walk into a bar. Nah, that's too many guys, right? So three is a powerful number, and it's a common three-act play. Three people go walk into a bar. There's a lot of power in threes. So you'll do some research on that. It's leveraging that. Flagging is leveraging that power. Flagging is to communicating like a table of contents is to a book. You wouldn't open a book and go, well, where are the chapters? You're like, well, there aren't any chapters. You just read it all. When people share information and they don't lay out how it's organized and the number, it's harder to listen to it because you don't know how it's organized. It's the same thing with a book. If I take out the table of contents, the reader's left to like, okay, well, I don't know when to start and when to stop, and what is the basis of organization or design of the book? It's absent. Well, that would be crazy. You would never do that. I can't think of a book that has no table of contents. When communicating, people have no table of contents. They don't flag. Recently, I've had the opportunity to sit through some meetings, and we're starting down the path of offering some advisory services where our clients ask us to sit in their meetings. And in doing that, I listen to people present at meetings. Nobody does this. It's absent. They just start going down a list of information, but I don't know how long the list is. Is it 30 seconds long? Is it 2 minutes long? Is there five things? Is there 50 things? Like, I have no idea. if I'm in the beginning, in the middle, I'm lost in the whole thing because there's no stated organizational principle. Flagging, flagging, flagging. Missing, missing, missing. Because this is a predictable and powerful way to get and hold people's attention, you'd want to do this. And it seems almost too easy, and it is, but it's super powerful. In doing this podcast, I came up with three ways. I told you that I did three ways. So now you know there's three things I want to cover. Well, I got that, your attention. Now I'm holding your attention because there's three things, and that is actually how I've organized it. So in going through this technique of flagging, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to know your audience's condition. Know that they're drowning. I need to do this because they can't pay attention. You're not just doing it because you love numbers, because you love the number three or you love the number four. It's not that. You're doing it because your audience needs you to. The reader needs a table of contents like your listener needs you to flag. So do it for them. So know that that is their condition, that they're drowning. They're overwhelmed with information. If you don't organize it, chunk it out by blocks, it all seems too much to me. Now, when I look at an audience is in distress, under duress, overwhelmed, well, I need to do things to relieve them. So what brief is about is giving people relief. Flagging is a powerful way of doing that for people. There's so much evidence in terms of how overwhelmed in people are with too much information and too much collaboration. But please, number one, consider that your audience in their current condition and how dire it is. Number two is start to think, how can I organize all the information in sections? Is it two sections? Are there three sections? Are there four? Can we organize information in sections? Now, at some point, you might have 50 sections, but nobody has time for 50 sections. If you go back to Admiral Craven, you may or may not be familiar with this guy. He was the commander of a special operations commander, and he's a Navy SEAL. And he gave a famous speech at, I think it was the University of Texas, and it was a 10-point speech. You can go up and look at it. It was a graduation commencement speech. But the key element of the speech was making your bed. Now, what was interesting was when that speech just came out, a friend of mine sent me the link. He's like, I got to check the speech out. This is before he wrote this book and before this thing, making your bed, was sort of McCraven's thing. He gave the speech. And when I first watched the speech, because I know what flagging is, my immediate takeaway was his main idea was making your bed, and there were nine other things that everybody forgot. What he needed to do, it was like sort of good news, bad news. What he needed to do is that really was his speech, and the other nine things needed to just be like moved aside because everybody forgot him anyways. So had he written that speech in a different way, his main thing is making your bed, and then he could have organized like the three reasons why. And I suspect if I go back and listen to it, he could have organized it. So think about how you want to organize your information in sections and figure what the number is. Is it two? Is it three? Is it four? I would really limit it to like four, maybe five. It starts to get long at that point, and you might need to have like larger sections and the subsections. But flagging is considering the number that you're dealing with. Okay. And the third thing is say it up front. Tell me how you've designed it. People love it when you've done this. If you're leading a meeting and there's four sections of the meeting, why aren't you telling me this? If I'm kicking off the meeting, we talked about this in a recent podcast, how to kick off a meeting, and we have four parts of the meeting and I'm leading the meeting, I'm like, all right, so the way I've organized this meeting is in four sections. Each section is 10 minutes long. And in the first section, see how I'm doing this? I'm managing your attention. Because I'm telling you up front how I've designed it. I wrote the book brief in how many sections? There's part one, two, like that. And if you look at the book brief, you'll see in it how to read the book. If you open up your copy of the book brief, if you don't have one, buy one. But if you look at the book brief, it says in the early part of the book how the book is organized. I did in the book because it's so powerful. It's so predictable. It's simple. There's five parts of the book. There's an intro. Part one is why now. Intro is why. Part one is why now. Part two is how. Part three is when and where. And part four is what's next. And I flagged it. I did the same thing when I wrote the book Noise. Five parts of the book, how it's organized. If you look at the chapters of the book, there's a lot of chapters in the book, but I gave you in advance, up front, how it was organized. You could do this in a meeting. You could do this in an update. You're giving a person an update. If there's three key elements to your update, say that in the beginning. There's three things I want to talk to you about this morning about that trip. The first is, the second is, the third is. Now, when you flag, it's not only important to tell me up front how it's organized, but you may need to say the three things in rapid succession. I'll give you an example. In this podcast, there's three ways that I'm going to teach you how to flag. Know your audience, organize the information that way, and tell me up front. Now, I didn't do that in this podcast, and I should have. I should have quickly summarized the subtitles of each section. Why? Because in each, if I can tell you up front, not only the number, but a little snippet of each thing, I'm going to hold your attention even more because you know that the first thing is about audience, the second thing is about organization, and the third thing is about a precursor or an advance enumeration or telling you the numbers up front. If you're doing this as an update, you can look at, well, I have three things about my trip that I want to update. The first is the people. The second is the budget. And the third is timing. Okay, so let's talk about the people. And then you organize in the section. So they're about the same length. But the person knows that there's three things. They know where you are. This is the key thing about why it's so predictable. This is almost like taking candy from a baby. Honestly, it's so simple, but it's so easy and predictable. If you do this, you will get people's attention and you'll hold it the whole time because they know where you are in the book. They know how you're progressing through your points. All right. So when you do this, realize that there's power in flagging because you're organizing information and more importantly, you're managing my attention. Realizing that the three things I talked about, know your audience needs it. Organize it in a way by sections and tell me the way you organized it. Those three ways are the power of flagging. And if you do this, I am telling you, it will be noticeably easier. And that's the whole point here. Notice, be clear, be concise, be easy. I've given you three ways to manage people's attention through flagging. See, I did it again. Just saying.